Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 42. This Perek begins with its first psukim 1 through 4 by speaking about the Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, and the role that this Eved plays. Hein avdi esmachbo b'chiri ratzisa nafshi nasati ruchi alav mishpat lagayim yotzi. This is my servant whom I support, my chosen one, that was my soul's desire. I endowed him with my spirit so that he teach the true way to the nations. There are a variety of interpretations as to who this Eved Hashem is. Perhaps it is referencing a specific person. Maybe it's talking about the Navi Yeshayahu himself. Or the Eved could reference the entire Klal Yisrael, as we've seen this terminology in the previous parak of Yisrael Avdi, all of Bnei Yisrael. And the Eved could also be talking about Mashiach. Parenthetically, what presents here as an interpretive conundrum for us could well have been a question of life and death for a medieval Jew living in a Christian environment. There were many debates around these words. Indeed, the Ramban describes the Christian interlocutor who challenged him on these very psukim. "Didn't you know these psukim reference our Messiah?" he said. To which the Ramban responded, "No, they reference all of Klal Yisrael, just as the distinction of Avdi is often utilized in our scriptures. Yisrael Avdi in Perek 41 here, and Yaakov Avdi, as we shall see, in Perek 44. The Evan Ezra notes that this parsha, this passage of prophecy, is a difficult one, the cause of much cultural contention. But Evan Ezra interprets it in the following way. Hine ta'am Avdi, kol mi shehaya begalus mi Yisrael, v'hu Eved Hashem. Behold, the meaning of Avdi. It is any Jew who endured galus, exile, and kept himself loyal to Hashem. He or she is the true servant. He or she the referent for these words." But most of the commentaries say that Avdi, this servant, is referring to Mashiach. Let's ponder the term itself. A servant is someone who has no wherewithal for independent existence. He only exists on the basis and whim of his master's patronage. Today, this phenomenon is rejected, and it's considered anathema to modern society to be indentured to another human being. It implies a loss of personality and identity in the subjugation to a master. But to be an Eved Hashem is the highest calling and the greatest credit that a Jew can achieve in terms of her relationship to her creator. Moshe Rabbeinu was called Eved Hashem after his passing from this world. And as Rabbi Yehuda Halevi famously wrote, "Avdei hazman, avdei avadim heim, Eved Hashem hu levado chafshi." The servant of Hashem is the only one who is truly free, liberated from any other influences, above the trends and winds of change that rattle and shake society to the core. She is a nonconformist and is not troubled by cultural shifts, and therefore represents the highest level of developed personality, holding fast to a worldview that transcends the trappings of modernity. Now we can understand. We generally look at people who are servants as belonging to a lower caste, an inferior rung of society. But now we see that Eved Hashem is the opposite, the most supreme stratum that a person can achieve in relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein avdi esmachbo, speaking to the servant, Hashem says, "I will support him." B'chiri ratzta nafshi, Hashem chose us to be his servant, and that's the highest honor. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, the nation of Avdei Hashem has the one and only goal to bring the mission of Hashem to this world. And from this nation, Mashiach will be chosen. And Mashiach's accomplishment? Mishpat l'goyim yotzi. He will bring justice and truth among nations, rectifying the wrongs of the entire world. On another level, this segue into the concept of Eved Hashem is a continuation of our previous perek that spoke of the court case with the nations of the world who did not believe that our people are the chosen ones and never had faith that Hashem would redeem us. When Mashiach will come, he will take the belief in redemption from the level of potential to a place of reality. Mashiach will make it happen, and all of the nations will witness the redemption of Bnei Yisrael exclusively. Pasuk 2, Pasuk Beis, describes the scene. Lo yitzak velo yisa. V'lo yashmia b'chutz kolo. He will not have to yell, and he won't have to scream or raise his voice outside. We know that a person uses their outside voice when he feels he's not convincing you with soft speech. He needs to use another method to cause you to trust him. But when Mashiach comes, everything will be illuminated. The belligerence and querulous criticisms of the nation of the world will melt away in light of the revelation of this truth. Kaneh ratzutz lo yishbar ufishtacheha lo yichabena le'emes yotzi mishpat. Anyone who will be ready to bow and bend to the Mashiach will merit to see the truth when Mashiach comes, and the people will no longer rage against the reality, they will be compliant. Pasuk 4. Lo yichhe velo yarutz ad yasim ba'aretz mishpat ulisoraso iyim yiyachelu. If we recall, Parak 41 started with a directive to a certain specific group of people, Hacharishu Elayim, be silent, island dwellers. Now, island lands always represent a boldness born by their secluded state, as England was, for example. So now, even those Iyim, the islands, who previously were called upon to debate with Hashem in the audacity augmented by their isolation, are now silenced. They too will be able to stand in perfect understanding and acceptance of Hashem's eternal sovereignty. Their doubt will be cast aside. That's how persuasive and unequivocally convincing Mashiach will be. Now we focus on Psukim 5 through 9. These words begin the Haftarah of Parshas Bereishis. Ko amar hakel Hashem borei hashamayim v'notehem, roka ha'aretz v'tze'atza'eha, nosei neshama la'am leha v'ruach laholchem ba. Thus said Hashem, who created the heavens and spread them out, who laid out the earth and what it yields, who bequeathed souls to the nation that dwells within it, and holiness to those who walk upon it. On the face of it, we might imagine that this perek was chosen to be the Haftarah of Bereishis simply because it discusses the creation of the world. But if we look to the flow of the previous prakim, we find a description of a nation that has lost its way, sunken in the abyss of exile, of doubt. The Navi is coming to answer that anguished state. Perek 40 asked the question of Lama Somar Yaakov Nistara Darki Hashem. Why, B'nai Yisrael, do you say Hashem ignores me and doesn't see me or pay attention to me? And then in Perek 41, the answer comes, no, you're so wrong. Ata Yisrael, Avdi Yaakov Asher Bechartikha. You're B'nai Yisrael. You're the ones I chose. You're the sons and daughters of my beloved. I see you. And I will gather you. I have never forgotten you. So here in this perek, we have the next step in the dialogue. Yeshayahu is making a sweeping philosophical statement that all of creation of the cosmos contains within it the creation of Am Yisrael, of the Jewish people. There is no possibility for Hashem to have abandoned us. Why? Because there's no meaning to the world without us. The world's existence is therefore a testament to the Jewish people's existence and their mission to be Eved Hashem, to serve Hashem through the world's vast offerings. We are familiar with this from Rav Yehuda Halevi, who in fact develops this point to the fullest in his Sefer HaKuzari. Ani Hashem, kirasicha v'tzedek, v'achazek biyadecha, v'etzarcha v'etnecha l'vris am l'or goyim. I am Hashem, I called you, I took you by the hand and created you. I appointed you to be a light for the goyim. We recognize these words. The Jewish calling is to give light to all other humans through their soul's brilliance. Hashem says, I'm here to redeem you, to open the eyes of Klal Yisrael who don't see the truth, that I never abandoned you as my choice, because that choice gives credence to the entire universe. This is all included in those famous words of the very first Rashi on the Torah. And Bereishis bara Elokim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra'u Reishis. The world was created for B'nai Yisrael that are called Reishis, the first. That is why the Haftarah is so perfectly matched to Parashas Bereishis, not just because it describes creation, but rather it explains that creation encapsulated within it the choice of the Jewish people as activators of the world's purpose. Lifkoach einayim yivros lotzi mimasker asir mibeis kela yoshvei choshech. I open the eyes of those who have no light. I rescue prisoners from confinement and emancipate those imprisoned in darkness. Ani Hashem, hu shmi uchvodi, la'acher lo etein usihilasi lapsilim. I am Hashem, that's my name, and there will never be another. And my honor will never belong to another nation, and I won't choose anyone else. When the world was created, Hashem brought all the animals before Adam to identify by name. And then Hashem asked, what is your name? He stated that for me, the name Adam is suitable. I was created from Adama, from earth. And then Hashem asked, what is my name? And Adam said, Lecha na'e lihikaros adne, sha'ata adon lechal briyosecha. For you, it is appropriate to be called with the name Adne, for you are the master of all of your creations. Amar Rav Acha, it says this here in Yeshaya Mem Beis, Ani Hashem Hu Shemi. What does Hu Shemi mean? Hu Shemi Shekarali Adam Harishon. That's the name that Adam Harishon called me. Now, there could be so many ways for Hashem to appear to us with so many different names and so many features and attributes. The most powerful statement, however, is being made here. The way Hashem appears to us is through the name that was given to him by a human being. And Hashem says, this is the name that I will never change. I will use it, the name given to me by people, those who accepted my adnos, my mastery. I will use it until the time of Geula, of the ultimate redemption. Harishonos hinei va'u, v'chadashos ani magid, b'terem titzmachna ashmia eschem. Just as the original nevuos that I promised to Avraham came true, so too will the new nevuos that I promise you now to rescue you from galus. And the psukim continue. Shiru la'ashem shir chadash tihilaso mikzei ha'aretz, yardei hayamum lo'o, iyim v'yoshvehem. Those same island dwellers that I called to court and those that we just mentioned that lined up to hear the Torah of Mashiach, the plot thickens for them. These same ones will now sing a song to Hashem, which will be a part of the joy and celebration of the Geula. There will be no doubters anymore. But Psukim 13, 14, and 15 shift in tone as Hashem says, true, now they will know the reality of your chosenness, but there will be a reckoning. Hashem kagibar yetzei keish milchamos ya'ir kina, yaria af yatzriach al oivav yiskabar. Hashem will appear as a man of war and battle, and despite their current knowledge, the Goyim will have to pay for their wrongdoings over the years of bitter exile. Hecheshesi me'olam acharish, esapak kayoleda, efe eshom ve'eshaf yachad. Hashem states that during the exile, he appeared quiet, he held back, esapak. He was like a pregnant woman holding herself back from exerting strength, saving her strength for the birth moment. Hashem says in Galus, he was restraining himself, but now the Geula is like the moment of birth. Now is the time that the punishment is meted out. And the Perek ends with the taking of the Jews to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem describes all the things that he will accomplish on the way. V'holachti ivrim b'derech lo yada'u b'nesivos lo yadu adrichem, asim machshach lefnehem la'or, u'ma'akshim l'mishar, ela hadvarim asisim v'lo azavtim. I led the lead the blind through lands unknown and paved the way for them and never abandoned them. And then there is some musar, some admonishment here to Klal Yisrael for their lack of belief in the coming of the Geula. The Navi says in pain, Mi iver, who is the blind one? Ki im avdi, only my servant, Klal Yisrael, doesn't want to see the truth that I'm talking about. In order for these nevuos to come true, for all the good of these prophecies to come to fruition, they need to open their eyes. V'chireish kemalachi eshlach. I'm sending my prophet to you, to talk to you, but it's falling on deaf ears. Mi iver kemeshulam. Who's blind like those who already paid for their sins and don't know that they don't deserve punishment anymore? The time of liberation has arrived, but they still can't fathom it. They can't see it. So deep has the exile been. And so the Perek ends wistfully. Don't close your eyes to the reality of Yeshua's Hashem. Hashem chafetz leman sidko. Hashem wants to bring justice for his servant. Yagdil Torah v'ya'adir. He yearns to teach us and to glorify those teachings. But I understand that you've gone through such a difficult galus. It's hard for you to hear, but still in all, you must believe. Mi nasan l'meshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael levozezim. Halo Hashem zuchatanu lo, v'lo avu b'drachav haloch, v'lo shamu b'soraso. I understand, and you must know, who has given you the challenges and the suffering of exile, only me. And its intent was one, to bring you to Teshuvah. But now that you paid the price, believe that the Geula will come. Thank you for studying together, L'Iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka, Bat Alexander Sender.